Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We were discussing the qualities of a Muslim businessman, the qualities that is desirable in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what Allah ta'ala wishes a real businessman to be, a tradesman or a professional, or qualities to imbibe and to achieve, to gain that success we all are looking for in this worldly life at the time of maut, in the qabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given guidelines via Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to every tabqa, every group of Muslims in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how to get your success in your line. Not that every person has to become a hafiz of Quran to become a jannati. Become a hafiz mustahab, become an alim of deen mustahab. He said, Naik banna farz hai. To become pious, this is farz. For every Muslim, whichever department he may be in, be a professional, be in the corporate world, be a businessman, whatever it may be. For him to become pious, to become Allah conscious, to bring in his life the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to eradicate and to remove all evil qualities, this is farz upon every Muslim. So in his field, he become a jannati also. In his field as a businessman, he becomes a jannati businessman. A Muslim businessman becomes a jannati businessman. So in regards to these qualities that is desirable in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we mention Hamad bin Zayd rahimahullah ta'ala said that no businessman will become poor unless he falls into one of the following sins or vices. One of these vices or sins come into his life, then he will be tested with poverty. If he saves himself from these vices, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him those jannati qualities and he will earn a halal livelihood. What he partakes of will be halal. The same food that goes into his body will turn into good and halal blood. And the blood will give off also good energy. And good energy will spur him on to good a'mal. Good a'mal will make him a jannati in this world and in akhirat also. So amongst the vices he mentions that a person should save himself from is futile acts, we discussed this, lies, false promises, deception. These are four already out of the nine. Futile acts, that his wealth, his time, his health, wealth and time not spent in futile activities. And here also ulama explain that the primary function of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was amongst the maqasid and the purposes of the ba'athat of sending Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into this world, primary objective, وَالَّذِي أَرَسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّ. Allah Ta'ala says, we send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that the deen must prevail in the world. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. And those are the heirs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulama-i karam, this is also their duty. And during Hajjatul Wada, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed over this duty to the ummah at large. That it is your duty also to take the deen to every single person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's purpose of being sent to the world was to show the ummah the way to Jannah. Here the ulama make a point. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't come in the world to show the ummah the less of the two evils and how to entertain themselves. And those that are the heirs of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the ulama-i karam, it is also their duty that how to show the ummah the way to Jannah. Today we know there's a whole drive. We're talking about futilities and futile acts. What we call halal entertainment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not sent to use his resources to show the ummah how to entertain yourself in a halal way. He was sent to show the ummah to connect yourself to the Creator. So here the point ulama explain is not the responsibility of the ummah to show the ummah, the ulama ikram to show the ummah how to entertain yourself in a halal way. We haven't been sent for entertainment. We've been sent for the ibadat of Allah. And in that now we should get comfort. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. So if that is not coming into my life or my family or my children, then it shows how much of deen is in my life. How come I'm not getting the coolness in my salah? But we are looking now for coolness of life in avenues where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has not kept it. They're kept over there. Yes, it's a little bit of enjoyment. For a while we'll enjoy that fast car. We'll enjoy the weekend out. But we know when we come back, what do we say? Now I need a holiday. Now after we wait for a holiday, we come back, now I need a holiday. Where Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept it, only Asadullah Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala of Saharanpur, he would say in his poetry form, that those people that have the habit of evil glances, looking at the opposite gender with lust. So he would say to them, O fool, are you looking for the pleasures of Jannat in Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept it in haram. Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept enjoyment and relaxation and sukoon, itminan, and haram activities, or even makruh activities. Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept it there. See, you're a fool. You're looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. You're not going to get it over there. You have to look for the pleasures of Jannat in Jannati A'mal. So if I'm not finding it there, then this is already a red light. That something's not right in my heart. So is that the function of the Ummah now? Where we get involved with futile acts, that we're looking all the time on the internet, on the different type of apps, whether it be the Facebook, Instagram, influencers being influenced, and we know it's just put up in a show. It's futile. There's nothing really there. But it's just the craving, it's just the media, it's just the hype, that we have to go there, we have to try it around, we've got to take the family. But these are futilities, and Nabi and the Riwayat says, once you get involved in this, then wait for poverty to come. And poverty, ulama explain, is first the poverty of the heart. Sukoon is gone, his itminan is gone. He had the best of holidays, which is the next one? Which is the next one? You didn't enjoy yourself enough right now. But he's just chasing, and chasing like a pauper. Every day is on the road, the poor man begging. He's become a modern day beggar. Modern day beggar begging now for sukoon. Where will I find it? In which website? Which influencer? Which subscribe? Which like? His life is coming out in futilities. He's already a pauper, modern day pauper. He's a poor man, begging enough for sukoon. Sukoon he'll find only the amal Allah Ta'ala has kept it. So one is futility, futile acts, lies, false promises, deception. Here in regards to deception also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that man ghashana falisa minna. Once Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was passing through the marketplace, and there was a Sahabi radiallahu anhu who had a pile, who had a sack of corn. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inserted his hand into that pile of corn. And then he found at the bottom it was wet, it was moist. So he asked the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, what is this? He said, O Nabi of Allah, rain damage. So that corn was on the top, it got damaged with the rain, so I put it at the bottom and I put the good corn on the top. But when you will sell it like this. Yes, the entire pile. So the purchaser will not know that the bottom one is damaged. No, he will not know. So upon this, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "Man ghashana falisa minna." The person who deceives us is not from amongst us. The person who deceives is not from amongst us. This has become common. Whether it be a person is a trickster, whether he's a fraudster, whether he's a deceit. And now, because the environment has become such that we have to somehow avoid paying the full taxes. So that mindset now has come into everyday living of ours. How to get away, how to jepo, how to trick the people, how to deceive. What he ordered will send him something else. The skilled person, the person now, whether it be a plumber, electrician, he's done the job, but he knows a certain joint I put there wasn't 100% one. I need a garak, I need a customer, I have to come back to him. So won't do a complete proper job. Engine, the mechanic, same. Didn't have to be changed. What you sent it for, what he did. The surgeon also. What you went into the hospital for, what you took out from your body, how come? But no, that was the problem also. So there's a deceit and trickery. So many examples right now we find in there. If 100% genuine, whether it be some honey item, whatever it may be, we have to ask a person, really is 100%. He says hundreds, 100%. That we're not sure that 100% is 100% what he's saying. But man ghashana. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't deceive. You deceive, alaysa minna. You're not part of our company. You're not part of the ummah. You're not a Muhammadi. So they say, you've been disowned right now. Why are you deceiving the people? Don't deceive. As ulama ikram, yes, when is permissible to speak lies? There are instances with the wife to praise her, to make her feel good. The time of war, to trick the enemy and to tell them that the Muslim camp is so and so place, but is not there. So all these times are permissible when it is permissible to speak lies. But generally to have this habit, now just to speak, just to sell the item or just to purchase the item, to speak these lies, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, this type of deception, you're not a Muhammadi anymore. You lost your title. Whereas if you spoke the truth, that's why to this iman yaqeen to come, that we need barakah in our businesses. I don't have to sell the item for barakah. Allah can give it to me without it. An example we give many a times, that a person made a small profit for the day, 200 rand. Neighbor made 2000 rand. No barakah in his, barakah in yours. Both are driving home. Before your neighbor who made the 2000 profit for the day reaches home, the wife will phone. You remember the iron you bought for me for 2000 rand? The guarantee just expired and the iron also packed up. Inna lillahi. The 2000 he had in his pocket is already gone, the profit is gone. And the person who made the 200 rand and he bought the iron for 200 rand with a 2-year guarantee, lasting for 5 years, he goes home, the 200 rand is still in his pocket. He's got barakat. Although he made the big figure, the neighbor, but there was no barakat, is gone. He didn't make so much of money, but the money is still in his pocket, and now he'll use it for something that is beneficial. That is barakah. No deception, honest business, Allah blessed him with barakah. Allah Ta'ala bless us also and give us tawfiq to be amal, inshaAllah.